Hey, listeners, it's awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here. A radio station is nothing without listeners. Thank you for being here for us at CJSF 90.1 FM.
And kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi-ho, once again, it's another edition of Cheese Please here in the bunker, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And, you know, your ears may bleed a little, you may cringe a little, but you always like the cheese, right?
Well, after all, it is your tornado on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely, Daffodil. Welcome once again, Daffodil there. I'm Snarf Dude here, the master of the cheese on this week's show. As a matter of fact, we're going to focus on Madison Avenue and the world of advertising with a real cheesy album that came out in the early 1960s.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
On top of that, they sang.
I knew this.
She was in Ghostbusters, for crying out loud.
She was,
among other
that,
things.
More than that, she was in Alien.
I never saw that movie. You know why? I don't like horror movies. I don't like being scared.
Well, this is going to scare you in a whole different way.
Fair enough. But we're starting off the show this week with a guy that you hear about every time, Leroy Anderson, who wrote Sleigh Ride, but he wrote many other things. He wrote some cheese. We'll hear the Waltzing Cat coming up shortly, but we're starting off, dig out, I don't know, a block of wood maybe? It's time for the Sandpaper Ballet. That was a bit of a tongue twister.
It is.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
With the Waltzing Cat and Leroy Anderson, and before that, a favorite of Tim the Tool Man Taylor, apparently on the Tool Time show when he was off camera, he was in doing the Sandpaper Ballet.
As fun as the Sandpaper Ballet was, yes. There, Snarf,
yes.
I love how in the music for the Waltzing Cat,
yeah?
He actually had the music make a sound that sounded like meow.
Good point.
It was cool.
Good point. And, of course, he took a bit of sandpaper and did that whole ballet thing. And just for the record, no. Tim the Tool Man Taylor didn't really do the sandpaper ballet. But it sounded...
But you don't know if he did.
No, I'm pretty sure he may have not. But, you know, just... I made it up, okay?
Okay.
Fine. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, and now we're going to talk about Madison Avenue.
Yeah, Madison Avenue. You know what's big about Madison Avenue, Daffodil?
That's where all the advertising people were.
Yeah. And I found an album a while back, and I decided to play it. It's called Hi-Ho Madison Avenue, Song of the Advertising Game by Louis Nye and the Status Seekers from 1960. And they sort of poke fun at the whole advertising game because, you know, advertising is war. It is mean. It is merciless.
It is cutthroat.
Very much so. But they sort of put a bit of a spin on it, shall we say.
All right, what are we playing first?
Shortly we'll hear Subliminals. Not really criminal. Subliminal advertising, right?
Yes.
But we're starting off setting the tone with Madison Avenue Uber Allies by Louis Nye and the Status Seekers right here on...
Cheese, please.
Madison Avenue. In our hearts, we worship you. You're the symbol of all that's grand. Working here as we do, with our weekly paycheck due, we are loyal to you. From the 30 South to the 60s and the North, oh, mother, your sons are marching forth with our heads held high, selling pie up in that old sky. we pledge to forever be true.
Madison Avenue, in our hearts we worship you. You're the symbol of all that is grand. Working here as we do, with our weekly paychecks due, we are loyal to you, motherland. From the 30s south to the 60s in the north, oh mother, your sons are marching forth. With our heads held high, sailing high up in the sky, we pledge to forever be true.
Company, halt! One, two. Well, Pease, Addison, front and center. Here, guy. Hair too shaggy, foreign, dig? Let's finalize a scalp department. Right, right. Now hear this. Madison Avenue. Every hand saluting you is so creamy and well manicured. Whom so proudly we hail, where we blaze a selling trail. We have struggled, but we have endured. And the day will come when we'll build a temple high and float all the ads down from the sky. Then creative teams will concoct angelic schemes in the homeland of heavenly dreams.
Madison Avenue, every hand saluting you is so creamy and proudly we hail, when we blaze the selling trail, we have struggled, but we have endured. And the day will come, when we'll build a temple high.
I said, pause, simmer down, simmer, please. That's better. Please, Addison, step forward again. Your walk is funny. Let's Americanize the walk, huh? Shoulders back. Brisk, ramrod, right, right. Now hear this, cats. Madison Avenue. Oh, my heart is beating true.
And I'm so proud that I may blow a fuse. How I pant, how I gush in that mad commuter rush. How I love the attaché I use.
Let the Senate rant. Let the House investigate. I still say, this street is simply great.
And I'm not afraid.
Just as long as I get paid,
I'll be loyal to you,
motherland. Hail, Mom.
At Waikiki, keep a radio with you so your ears can see.
Keys.
Friends, subliminals, not really criminal. Friends, subliminals, not really criminal.
It will bolster up the nation, cure recession and inflation.
And the danger's absolutely minimal. Can't you see what's good for us is good for you? Can't you see what's good for us is good for you?
When the sales of products rocket, let's not let those eggs get stuck.
Or we'll teach them a subconscious thing or two.
Look, Eunice, darling, things haven't changed at all. Of course I love you. I love you as any man would love a charming, attractive, well-to-do woman like you. My dearest.
Eat protein, eat protein, eat protein.
Did you say something, Eunice? I thought I heard something.
And you'll never see the message when it's there. You will never see the message when it's there.
With that TV image blinking, you'll be free from painful thinking.
And you'll rush right out and buy more than your share. We will only let you buy the best of brands. We will only let you buy the best of brands.
You'll be helped and you'll be guided. All your thoughts will be silent.
And the country will be in the best of hands.
Betty, little bird, your grandma and I are glad you're popular. Yes, sir, we're proud that our little gal is well-liked.
Acne cream, acne cream, acne cream.
Your grandma and I hope it will be like this always. All through life's little tests of strength and character. We have kicked it round and round the conference room. We have kicked it round and round the conference room.
Now it just needs finalizing, just creating an uprising.
From the grassroots to a big bandwagon boom.
Friends, subliminal's not really criminal. Yes, friends, subliminal's not really criminal.
It will help you, it will free you, it's a perfect panacea, and the danger's absolutely minimal.
Many, 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 minimal.
Jeez, please, I don't know. I kind of wonder if subliminal isn't really criminal.
It's not, you know, the nicest thing to do.
Okay, let's say it's greasy. Can we say that?
It's a dirty idea.
And there we go, Lewis and I and the Status Seekers as part of our focus on the Madison Avenue advertising game. And before that, we started off with a set with Madison Avenue Uber Allies. Man, it really sounds like war out there. Fighting between the ketchup and the mustard.
No, it's more like fighting between the ketchup and the ketchup, different brands.
I suppose. I remember that brand where those fancy cars drove up and say, "Pardon me, do you have any mustard?"
A specific name.
I can't say that.
I know.
I can't say the name because...
The fancy name.
It starts with gray. That's all I will say.
Yes.
And there we go. We're going to end off our profile of this record with the Ten Commandments of Madison Avenue coming up shortly. Ooh, some dirty inside stuff. But we're starting off with a real Brand X story right here on...
It's Cheese, Please!
I dreamed that we had landed a gigantic new account. To my surprise, disaster-wise, Brand X was the account. Account exec, the inspiration came. One day he cried, "Let's make Brand X a treasured household name."
Let's emphasize those famous players that use the Brand X quiz. Let people know each Brand X show.
But now planned it all so carefully. We scrutinized TV. We advertised those shows wherein Brand X was mentioned three.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
And now, brethren, a brief pause. Let us gather in togetherness and lift our hearts in activating praise. as the 10 golden Madison Avenue commandments are delivered.
Now listen carefully for the special extra added bonus commandments at the end of this message.
Thanks, Tom. Thou shalt not be half safe. Thou shalt be sociable and look smart. Thou shalt never carry more than $50 in cash. Thou shalt promise her anything but give her arpege. Thou shalt know the real joy of good living. Thou shalt rent a car and leave it at any airport. Thou shalt not smoke more, but enjoy it less. Thou shalt get the benefits of toothpaste plus mouthwash. Thou shalt fly now and pay later. Thou shalt ask thy local dealer. Thou shalt wonder where the yellow went. Thou shalt always think for thyself.
Amen.
Caveat emptor, J. Walturus o Thompsonos, Cunninghamicus and Walsheres, Vandalores.
Keys, please, praying to the Lord of Advertising with the Ten Commandments of Madison Avenue. A little dated, I know.
Still interesting.
Thou shalt not wonder where the yellow went. That was talking about that toothpaste that was very popular in the 1960s. You wonder where the yellow went.
When you brush your teeth with... I didn't say it.
Don't do that to me. And before that, we had the real Brand X story, because the Brand X was very popular as a competitor brand in one of those competition things. In a leading survey, it was one of those things. They compared our brand name with Brand X.
You know, when I was in university...
Yeah?
I had to do a speech in my public speaking class.
Sure.
And I did a speech about the benefits of Brand X, because I said it does everything.
Really?
Well, if you watch the commercials, Brand X washes your clothes, Brand X cleans your floors, Brand X keeps your teeth clean. It's not as good as the best brand, but it does everything.
Well, that's the thing. It's not good as the leading competitive brand. Oh, no, that's Brand X. What am I talking about? The advertising brand, I mean. Yeah. It still does things, though.
But the Brand X, although it's not the best, does so many different things. You only have to buy one Brand X as opposed to buying 10 of the other products.
But I got a question for you.
Yes.
Does Brand X try harder?
It tries hard enough.
Okay. My name is Startoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
And we turn to the celebrity slip-up. I never understood why people turn, in radio and TV. Because if I turn, I'm way back here and you can't hear me.
Because you're no longer facing the microphone.
Exactly. So why turn?
Don't turn.
Sigourney Weaver. I didn't know she actually sang.
You know, for someone who's been nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards and won some Golden Globes and made a lot of really good movies, this is distressing but interesting.
From the 2001 romantic comedy film Heartbreakers, she does her take on a Beatles classic, Back in the USSR. On?
Cheese, please.
Flew in from Miami Beach, B-O-A-C. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paper bag was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. On the disconnected phone, I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Bow, 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 bow.
Well, the Ukraine boys really knocked me out. They leave the West behind.
Bow, 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 bow,
and the Moscow boys make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always on my mind. Back in the U.S., back in the USSR. Show me around your snow-peaked mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your balalaikas ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh. Oh, Keith, please, with Sigourney Weaver.
You're not too kind.
Yeah, I'm not
we
too
are
kind.
Definitely too kind.
And back in the USSR from the movie Heartbreakers.
Yeah, she's played a con artist, so she was pretending to be Russian, I believe, in that movie.
Ah, I see. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has raced to the finish line.
Oh, yes, we're opening up the bunker and the pneumatic tube. Here it comes. And we open, get things open, and here's the piece of paper, and oh, man, the tube's playing some fun with us.
Not again. Are we bookending him this week?
It seems to be. The
okay.
Tube is having fun with Leroy Anderson ending off the show with a typewriter. Wow. Okay. Well, in that case, until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy. Come back next week. We'll have some more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude.